Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane, episode 15. Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane is a geeky feminist take on sex, kink, and culture. If you want to be notified of future episodes as they are released, please subscribe on AmoryJane.com and be sure to watch the website for bonus episodes and tour dates. Speaking of touring, I'm hitting the road again this summer with my new sex ed mobile, Blanche, and we'd love for you to follow our adventures and be a supporter on Patreon. If you want to hear my stories, watch my sex ed classes online, read my personal writing, get videos of my comedy as I start trying to get into the world of stand-up, and get access to a bunch of other things from behind the scenes in the life of a sex educator, join me as a patron on patreon.com/AmoryJane. This month's episode of Sex in the Brain is brought to you by Good Clean Love, a Made Safe and B Corporation certified business that offers all-natural, organic intimacy products that will enhance your ability to enjoy the passionate side of life. Good Clean Love's line of organic personal lubricants are free of petrochemicals, parabens, and synthetic glycerin, and are both condom and toy compatible. Available online at goodcleanlove.com or at retail stores near you. Good Clean Love, organic, healthy, and sustainable. For 30% off Good Clean Love at checkout, use code AMORY. Sex on the Brain is also brought to you by Shebop, a female-friendly sex toy boutique for everybody. Shebop is a women-owned sex toy boutique in Portland, Oregon, specializing in body-safe products and education. Shebop's mission is to promote healthy and safe sexuality by offering quality products and educational workshops in a fun and comfortable environment. For more information, visit sheboptheshop.com. And by Uberlube, a luxurious and long-lasting silicone lubricant. Excitement, intimacy, anticipation, contentment. Uberlube lets you feel all the things you want to feel. Intern Courtney, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
It's been a minute.
So excited to have you here.
I'm here again.
Hooray.
Hooray.
So this is an exciting occasion because we have another kind of live style party episode.
It's true. We can't stop doing it now.
Well, the first one was so fun. So yeah. Episode 9, Femme Sex Party. If you haven't already checked that out, that should be definitely a thing you do. You
should do that now.
Right now. And then come back to this one. Mm-hmm. Although it's not like a sequel. You didn't need to see the first one or listen to the first one to know what's going to happen in the second one.
No, absolutely not. But you should still listen to it.
Definitely.
It's really good.
Yes. And if you do listen to that one, you'll notice some overlap because quite a few of the same people who were at the Femme Sex Party were at the masturbation party.
That's true.
That's right. I did say masturbation party.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to tell the listeners how we got this idea of the masturbation party specifically?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we had a great time at the Femme Sex Party. We wanted to do something similar to that while still talking about something new because we can only talk about Femme Sex Parties so much, which I guess is kind of untrue. You could talk about Femme Sex Parties forever.
That's true. But, you know, we like to do a different topic
every
month. Let's
change it up. Let's make it more relatable to some people because not everyone has access to a femme sex party.
Sad, but
yeah.
True. Yes.
But true. Yeah. Let's talk about a thing that all of us do and don't really get to, like, sit down and talk about with each other and then, like, do it together.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. That was the thing. We got a group of about 12 people together.
Mm-hmm.
And one person opened up their home, and on a sticky summer day, we sat around drinking rosé and talking about masturbation. Of course, it started with the circle.
Usually when we do like a circle at a play party, it's that we're talking about like our intention for the night or like how we're feeling. And this was kind of that, but because it was a masturbation party, we were more talking about the ways in which we masturbate or don't masturbate.
You know, I've evolved a lot as a human being from my days of being a young Indiana girl, but I have not evolved that much in my masturbation, and it's because I've been masturbating like a champ from the beginning. No, I remember being 4 years old and masturbating after the movie, it was Spaceballs, which is not a particularly sexy movie. But I don't know. It was romantic or something. I don't know what it was that got me. But I remember masturbating and that it just felt like really awesome. And remember being like, this is cool. It's a cool thing I like doing. And I didn't have a mom who ever shamed me for it. I think I got caught a few times and she's just like, hey, that's fine. Just don't do it at school. You know, don't do it in public. It's your own private thing to explore. And so because it was never shameful, I just like explored. So I guess I evolved in that I just kept exploring, but I never felt like I had this hurdle to leap over. and I've always been exploratory in like different ways. So my masturbation is like the one thing that's been consistent for me for my whole life. Thanks, masturbation.
Hey, I'm CJ. She, her, hers. And as far as masturbation goes, I don't use toys because I don't masturbate. And I know exactly why I don't. It's because I was raised like strict Christian, and there was a lot of shame around masturbation, you know, that old story. So I don't do it, but you know, I'm a hell of a slut now, which is also like frowned upon by a lot of religions, but you know, pleasuring ourselves is one of the first things that you learn. And I think that just kind of stuck. I always remained stunted with me. So I don't know. I don't do it. I don't have any negative opinions of other people doing it at all. I think it's awesome and it's hot to watch other people do it, but I don't do it. And maybe I'll do it someday, but that's my relationship with masturbation.
Hi, I'm Valentine. She, her pronouns. And I really love masturbating. I remember when I was young and I found my mom's quote unquote massager, and it actually was a therapeutic massager. And I got caught once and she was like, "Are you trying to make yourself come?" And I was just like, "Ah, shame." All of the shame. But kind of like what CJ said, I also developed into being a really big slut. And masturbation became a source of therapy. It became a source of getting to know my body and myself. In my adult age, I have masturbated in many an odd place. I used to masturbate in my work office bathroom. I would go in there and lay on the floor and I would masturbate just to kind of get through the day. I've also masturbated in the car and got off with my cell phone, surprisingly. That was interesting. It was very impressive. And yeah, a plethora of other masturbation-like scenarios. So that is my relationship with masturbation. It's pretty great.
Hi, I'm Calico. I last masturbated a few days ago, I think. I was on a real big upswing for a little while. I was masturbating a lot. And then I went down to Oakland and I had to masturbate like 8 times in one day for a shoot. And then I just haven't been as much once I got home. Just, you know, taking a little break. What else? I have evolved in my masturbation for sure. When I was younger, I also explored and learned about masturbation pretty young, as a young youth. As a baby kitten, just running around, rubbing on stuff, but quite literally rubbing on stuff. I definitely learned to masturbate via friction versus like vibration or water faucets or anything else. Remember when I was really little, my best friend one night was just like, "Have you ever humped a pillow?" And I was like, "I don't think so." And like, I was the total good girl. I had like awesome parents who, I mean, they were great. Like one time I remember playing with my Barbies and I'd always have them like kiss. And one time my mom was like, "Oh, are they making love?" And I was like, "No, mom, how could you?" Like I was so embarrassed. she like wanted to have a talk with me and I was like, "Ew." I could never, but no, so I remember her being like, "Have you ever humped a pillow?" And I was like, "No, what's that?" And she like showed me how to hump a pillow and I was like, "That's nice." But then I evolved to like humping doors and like fireman's poles and like hard corners of tables and was like, "That's where it's at." So that's still a thing for me, but, I have also, just in the last 2 years, actually learned to enjoy vibration. And then just in the last couple months, learned to come on my back, which is very exciting. That's the newest development in my masturbatory life.
I'm C. I use they, them pronouns. I discovered that I liked the feeling down there when I was about 8 or so. And it was a similar situation with the drawer handle of my kitchen. Silverware drawer. It was a round little pull. And I was like, "Oh." And I would like lean over the table and just be like, "Hmm." But I didn't actually figure out how to come until I was about 16. I was a bit of a late bloomer there. And I've tried a variety of toys to get myself off, and vibrators never worked for me. I think the friction thing is more my thing. But very recently, I bought myself a magic wand. I never liked vibrators. I thought they were too buzzy. Yes, that's the correct word. Exactly. Too buzzy. And they just kind of made me feel a little weird and numb. And I just never liked them. I was like, what do people like these for? But the magic wand's very different. And I use it by, I can only put it on the first or the second setting. I have the 4 setting version, the newer one. Anything higher than that is too much. So I put on the first or the second with like a couple layers of comforters between me and the thing, because it's too much. But I just kind of like add some fabric there. And I've also discovered that if you put the, what's the silver wand? The Enjoy. Correct. Cute. If you put the Enjoy Pure wand in and you hold it next to the magic wand, you can get sort of an inside outside vibration thing that is wonderful.
Hi, I'm Courtney, or intern Courtney. my pronouns are she and her. I have to decide ahead of time when I masturbate whether or not I'm doing like a full production or like a short version, because otherwise I have to set up like a whole situation. It requires like waterproof blankets and towels, and like it's a whole thing, because then if I decide I'm going to do a short version and then I end up doing the long version, everything's fucked up. I can't sleep in my bed that night. So I discovered that I could squirt from masturbating when I was like much younger, like in my teens, but I could only do it in the shower because I was very nervous about it. Like I didn't understand what my body was doing and how it was doing it so easily. But it wasn't until vibrators, which I didn't even start using until I started working at a sex shop like 4 years ago, that I realized that vibration could do it, like rubbing up on stuff could do it, anything could do it. Yeah, with masturbation that happens most often, but I think I started masturbating like in my childhood, and it was much similar to like Calico's situation of just rubbing up on things. Primarily, I was rubbing up on like couch arm rests, and my mom super shamed me for it. So then I had a lot of guilt around that for a long time, which is why I ended up masturbating in the shower. It's like the one place I could be alone. But now I masturbate. Well, I'll answer that question. The last time I masturbated was like 2 days ago. I'd say I masturbate like 3 times a week, maybe. And I most often end up using the Hitachi, which I recently bought. And it has ruined me.
Hey, this is Jazz, and I use they, them pronouns. I was also going to talk about my Hitachi, but now I'm going to try to think of something else exciting. For a long time, I was a very committed analog masturbator. And I guess I grew up in lots of busy and full environments. Like I have a lot of siblings, and then I lived with like 10 other people, and we like 6 of us shared a bedroom for like a year. And I became super accustomed to, yeah, masturbating like on the toilet in my grandma's house when I was a kid. And then like in my bunk bed in my super public shared bedroom, and just none of us ever talked about it, but I'm pretty sure like I could hear other people's beds squeaking too. And about 2 years ago I got a magic wand, and before that I never cared about vibrators. I thought they were total bullshit, and yeah, changed my life. Use it every day, and now I have started to be, yeah, worried that I'm too accustomed to it and that it like doesn't feel like anything anymore. So now I put myself on a strict regimen of like taking breaks and not using it for like a week, or like I'll go traveling and refuse to bring it. But I brought it tonight.
Hi, I'm Stella, she, her pronouns. I had similar experiences when I was young. I definitely did the rubbing up on things. One memorable time of like humping the door of the refrigerator. I was trying to work it out for a while. Like I knew there was something else that was supposed to happen and I wasn't quite getting there. explored with my hairbrush handle, you know, explored a lot of penetration things. And I never quite got there until I got my hands on a book. I think when I was about 12, one of those, like, what's happening to me? Puberty books that explained masturbation. I was like, oh. And so that's when I figured out clitoral stimulation. And that was a game changer. So that started when I was about 12. And just doing clitoral stimulation, I would squirt every time. And I didn't really know what it was, and I wasn't super bothered by it except for the inconvenience factor. So I would always take a giant wad of tissues and shove them between my legs before I would do it to soak things up. And I remember I also used hand lotion as lube, which I would not advise even a little bit. No. And I had this whole like, oh, what brand will sting and what feels okay? So yeah, no, that's terrible. I did not have access to proper lubrication at 12. So in that sense, my process has certainly evolved. I no longer squirt with just clitoral stimulation most of the time. So that helps with the mess situation when I'm not prepared for it. These days, I'm kind of a lazy masturbator. I like to have an orgasm every night before sleep, but I generally don't engage in a full production. It's most of the time, it's my magic wand, and it takes under 2 minutes. And I have a quickie orgasm and fall asleep. Maybe once a month I do as what people are calling the big production and use multiple toys, or, you know, maybe I'm like Skyping with someone, or there's some sort of, you know, a bigger production about it. But most of the time it's just like a quick orgasm for relaxation. So my story.
Hi, this is PJ. And my masturbation story began under the bathtub faucet. It was actually funny because my mom was telling me this story when I was probably like 11 or 12, how her mother had caught her with her legs spread under the faucet and had been like, "That's dirty." And that was the end of the story. And I was like, "What?" So. Is it? Or I guess I should try it and find out. And under the bathroom faucet is where I stayed for many years. And I think that that was probably, you know, partially a shame thing of feeling like that was not an okay thing to do, that I didn't want to touch myself down there, that there were, you know, funny smells, and what if it was a mess or someone found out. And that's a sad thing that I feel that I hear such consistent, like pretty consistent stories among many people I know, that they're, you know, this story started with shame, when I very much, you know, have found as an adult that my like practice of masturbating is a really crucial part of developing this sense of healthy sexuality for myself and knowing like what I like and developing this familiarity and love for my body. When I think, like earlier in my sex life, I was depending on, you know, partners and other people to explore my body with me, and became very confused that, you know, I think subconsciously, you know, with this idea that pleasure and exploration of my body is something that comes from somebody else and not from me. And so these days it's a really important like ritual for me. I often, you know, when I'm feeling myself, like, especially when I, like, you know, get out of the shower and I'm in my bed and I'm all like cozy and just start like, you know, feeling myself up and like, you know, rubbing my booty and giving myself little spankings. And sometimes there's like a little like mirror ritual, maybe some affirmations, totally exposing how cheesy I am. and, you know, just I like to use like a lot of lube, and I usually am just using my hands and, you know, depending on if I did just get out of the shower, maybe bare hands, but oftentimes with gloves too, you know, just to like, you know, be super clean and safe and keep myself healthy, show myself love in that way. And yeah, it's like, it's a really special thing for me. Sometimes I like to use toys. I really like the feeling of being like super full. I have this like really special little like crystal butt plug that makes me feel like a princess that I love while I do some like clitoral stimulation or penetration. But there's so much to explore. I've never tried the Hitachi, and now I'm feeling like I should maybe, should I avoid it or just go for it? Join the club. We'll see about that.
Hi, I'm Epiphora. I'm glad you mentioned the faucet. I'm surprised it took us like 8 people to get to the faucet. I mean, okay, there's someone else who didn't mention it, so that's good. Yeah, my first orgasm was from the bathtub faucet, and that was how I masturbated for quite a while. At some point, I realized that the clitoris was the answer, and I started using a Sharpie through my underwear. So it was just like something that I could use that had pressure, I guess, rather than my fingers. I never really figured out the finger thing. I'm still not really figuring out the finger thing, and I'm not really concerned about figuring it out. Like, I can do it, but it takes a lot more effort. So I just don't concern myself with it unless I am really in the mood for that. In my job in life, I am a sex toy reviewer, so I kind of have a strange relationship with masturbation, because it's my job. So after a while, anything that is your job starts to feel different. And I mean, absolutely, I enjoy masturbation, but the way that I do it is dependent on which toys I'm trying at that moment. And I don't really get to decide, like, I'm just not going to masturbate for a week. Like, that's not really a thing I get to do. Which is fine, and I totally, it's great. It's just that, like, the way that I masturbate, it's funny, like, to think about people who just get to do it whenever they feel like it, I guess, because I don't get to do that. And I still have times where I do it just because I want to, but they're pretty rare. And usually when I do masturbate, I'm using toys that I'm testing, so it's not stuff that I really like. So I'm really excited to be here tonight, and I brought toys that I fucking love and I get to use and appreciate them for that and not be fucking going through my head the entire time about how I feel about something. And I'm really excited to be here and masturbate. Oh, porn. I haven't even fucking mentioned porn. I think it's interesting that no one else has really said anything about that, because the way that I really got into masturbation was porn. And I started after I came away from the bathtub faucet. I was stealing my mom's vibrators, and then I was buying my own vibrators when I was not 18. But I was watching porn on the computer, and I still do to this day. And so one of your questions was, what do you think about when you masturbate? I don't really think about anything usually. I'm usually watching porn, and that I find is the most stimulating thing for me. Sometimes I will be alone and like using my hand, and I will think about things, but I find it a lot more difficult. And porn is just like so hot to me and has really like shaped my masturbatory life, I guess. So I brought some porn tonight, and I am excited to watch it. And yeah, so that's a bit about me.
Hi, I'm Evian, she, her pronouns. Like everyone else, I learned about masturbation through friction. I can remember being, I don't know, maybe 3 or between 3 and 5, and humping my pillow. I've always, for the most part, I've used my fingers when it comes to getting off. I didn't buy my first vibrator until I was 19. Oh no, maybe I might have been 20, because I think I was married by then. Anyway, but so before that, I predominantly used my hands or humped a pillow. I didn't really know what I was doing in terms of masturbation until an ex-boyfriend kind of taught me how to do it. I didn't think that girls masturbated. I always thought that it was for boys. And I was on the phone with my ex-boyfriend at the time, and he was telling me, like, you should masturbate sometime. And I was like 15, and I was like, ew, that's gross. Like, I don't want to do that. That's what boys do. And it was like probably one of the only good things that I got from that relationship was him giving me permission to explore masturbation and doing it in this intentional way. I will say that for the most part, I've used my fingers, and then I got a vibrator. It was like this cheapy $9 piece of shit from Spencer's, I think. It was like this little bullet with like a little cord, and it like died within like 3 months. I was using it so often. It was the best. I fucking loved it. I was like, why haven't I like done this before? Like my fingers, like what? And I feel like I got a little addicted to it. And so I started thinking about like, what would it be like to touch myself, like actually touch myself, and how much more intimate that felt for me. So, I sort of weaned myself off of my vibrator. And, my favorite toy when I do use it, cause I feel like my fingers do such a good job. I have this rose quartz crystal dildo, and it's so beautiful. And kind of like what you're saying about affirmations, like I think about that shit when I'm using it. The last thing I will say is the last time I masturbated was yesterday. I'm not that much of a frequent masturbator, which is really weird, but like for the last 4 days, I've masturbated every day, which is huge for me. My partner went on a really cute, sexy date with this really hot guy. And, he came back and told me some really sexy stuff, and it's in my memory bank. That's all I've been thinking about for like the last 4 days. So kind of what you were saying about what you think about, that's been on repeat in my mind, for the last 4 days. So yeah, that's me.
It's time for Just the Tips with intern Courtney.
Thought masturbation was just for the sweet, sweet release of getting off? You're so wrong! Masturbation can do so much more. It can help with period cramps, cure a headache, help you get to sleep, or even alleviate stress levels. It acts as a great way to relax your muscles and your mind while also making you feel real good with some rad orgasms. Masturbation, it's good for your health.
That was Just the Tips with intern Courtney. This summer is full of events you don't want to miss at Shebop. This July, we have Living with Pelvic Pain and Dropping the Hint, Not the Ball, Flirting 101 with Andre Shakti. In August, there will also be classes on Jade Egg, Rope Bondage, and Group Sex. For more info on these and other classes, visit sheboptheshop.com/events. This is something that I didn't think we were going to cover, but I'm curious if you ever had one of those life-changing masturbation moments.
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, and I have.
Yeah, I have too. And I wish I would have asked it there.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. I don't think I would have thought of it at the time though, but I would say mine was actually when I like found, I knew that I like could squirt, but I didn't know to what extent, I suppose, because I like kept telling my body to like not to do it. Mm-hmm. But I had this one like masturbation session where I was like, I'm just going to get down to it. I'm just going to like fucking do it. And it was like the first, I was using a vibrator, the Form 2 by Jimmy Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I was using that and had already come like a couple of times. And I was like, if I just keep going, maybe something's going to happen. And it totally did. And I like, that's how I kind of learned that I could squirt as much as I can now. Mm-hmm. But it was after that, actually, I had a hard time not doing it because my body felt like it was like awoken.
Yeah.
It's like, unleashed. Look at this thing you can do now. You're gonna do it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a very life-changing masturbation session.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My big life-changing masturbation session has to do with squirting, too, is the first time it ever happened. But this was well into my career as a sex educator. Mm-hmm. I just kind of thought that I was a person who didn't squirt because I've been trying for so many years and had partners trying for so many years.
Yeah.
And it just never happened. So I was like, I just probably have a dead G-spot, just dead from all the years of being pounded or whatever. So I was like completely just convinced that I wasn't going to be able to do it. But I had a pretty big breakup and was feeling just so sad and so just having a hard time with myself that I thought, you know what, I'm going to have the most epic masturbation session and just have it be tons of self-love. So nobody was home. Nobody else was home. I went and I took a bath in the bathtub, like totally like bubbles and everything. And then dried off and then laid a bunch of towels down on the bathroom floor.
Hmm.
And I got a mirror and I propped it up against the door. So I was watching myself and I was like, I'm just going to masturbate like without coming, just like masturbate until it, you know, feels however I want it to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try out some different toys that I had. And at the time, a brand new toy for me was the Stronic. Stronic Eins by Fun Ines. Factory. Trust the thrust. So I was laying back and I was trusting the thrust, Courtney.
You trusted that thrust.
I did. And it was, you know, normally when I masturbate, I use external toys, like clit vibes and things like that, or I use my hands. I'm an old-fashioned kind of gal.
Mm-hmm.
But in this time, I was like, you know what? I want to be penetrated. I'm going to use this thrusting toy. And it was thrusting into me. And I changed the angle a little bit. I was like, ooh, what? That's hitting something. And then it feels kind of like interesting in my bladder, but I'm gonna keep this going. And then I was like, oh, I think that this is a squirting thing because I'm a sex educator and I know that like the sign of having to pee is a sign of squirting. And so I was like, okay, don't get too excited, but I think you might be able to do this. You've also been drinking a lot of water lately.
Hydration.
So I just for like half an hour straight just got myself really close, and I was going through everything I had read in books and like seen, you know, Tristan Taramino speak about. And all the times I've talked to people about squirting at Shebop, and I'm just like, if I can teach it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I started doing like the more of the bearing down thing. And I finally felt it starting to happen. And I, because there was a mirror, I saw this just like fountain like squirt out of me and splash onto the mirror and just
amazing.
Like drenched all over the mirror. And I was like, ah, I'm doing it. Like I actually said out loud, like I'm doing it. And I felt so high. And after it happened, I stood up and I was like really wobbly. And I looked in the mirror and my eyes were dilated. They were like, it looked like, you know, the episode of The Simpsons where Homer licks a poisonous frog and he's mm-hmm. like, and he starts tripping balls. Like that was me after that. I felt so accomplished and it was really empowering because I was like, you know who did that to me first? Me.
Fucking you did it.
I did it to me first. Not a partner. Not one of those stupid people who broke my heart. And right after a breakup, that was so empowering to be like, I can give myself that much pleasure. I can rock my own world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really cool.
Wow. That is life-changing for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're masturbating? Like, do you find that watching porn works for you? Do you, like, pull from memories? Do you have your imagination run wild?
Yeah, you know, it's usually the second ones, the second two. I don't do a lot of porn watching when I masturbate.
Mm.
I do like watching porn, but I find that when I watch porn, I'm usually watching it as like an appreciation of the people on the screen and like the art form and thinking of ideas of how to make my own films. So it's like, it's distracting.
Yeah.
So usually when I masturbate, I go back and read really sexy text conversations I've had with people.
Mm-hmm.
That gets the juices flowing. So I like that one. And I like going back in my memory or taking things from my memory that were like really especially hot and then projecting them into like new kind of scenarios.
Totally. I totally do that.
So like a person or a thing we did that was really, really sexy, but like maybe imagining it, I don't know, where I'm being served Mai Tais on a beach.
Yeah, like expanding on this already great thing and making it even better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like letting my mind run wild.
Yeah.
How about you?
I feel like I usually start with some porn just to like get myself in the mindset because I feel like sometimes it's hard for me to just like immediately go to like sexy stuff,
mm-hmm.
At least in my brain, especially if I'm setting the intention to masturbate. But I'm never really using the porn in the long run. It's more of like a starting point just to like get myself there. And then once I'm there, I'm usually just pulling from like really sexy memories, occasionally like my imagination. Like if I'm super into somebody and we haven't hooked up, or we haven't hooked up a lot or something, maybe I can like run with that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I feel like I'm pulling from like past experiences and like you said, like expanding on them even more so. Mm-hmm. For some reason, like putting a narrative around things sometimes helps. Like it's not actually the sexy part that's happening. It's like the commentary I might be making up, or like the things that happened prior.
Yeah.
That's like more sexy in a way.
Yeah, this is gonna be such I'm like embarrassed to say this for myself. I feel like a lousy feminist. But I'm such a cancer, like hashtag cancer season. But romance turns me on so much.
Totally.
It gets my heart fluttering, which then gets my libido going. And so like I know that sounds like such a stereotype of like a woman, but like it's totally true not. For me mm-hmm. in that like that romantic vibe, like in a lot of my fantasies, it's like the ultimate like you know, like this is like this passion me and this person are feeling, and it's like that part is part of it. It's not just like what our bodies are doing, it's like the way we're feeling so into each other is part of the fantasy too. Because in real life, that's some of the best shit. And so why not masturbate to that, too? It doesn't have to be all, like, body parts smushing up against each other.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I completely agree. I feel like, yeah, definitely romance and, like, acts of service sometimes, like, slip their way in. If I'm thinking out a thing, if, like, it starts with somebody, like, folding my laundry for me and, like, serving me a beverage.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, that's yes. it. That's the stuff.
Hell yes.
Yeah, this person recently actually, like, brought me flowers and then, like, cut my hair for me and then, like, made my bed for me.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, I'm so turned on. This was enough for me. Yeah. Like, that shit is good.
Yeah, and you know, like, not to knock, well, this is going to knock, like, everyone in Portland. But I feel like people here are so, they do so many things and they're so artistic and our lives are all kind of just like go, go, go chaos.
Yeah.
That when someone like takes time to slow down and like do those really nice things for you, it's like, oh shit, that's this extra level of caring, which then makes me think like, oh, if they're this caring with me right now, like they're going to be real caring to my body.
Totally.
They're going to be real caring in the bedroom.
I'm totally going to care about this body.
Yeah. Like this is not the kind of person who's just going to like do things for a second and then be like, all right, babe, peace out.
Totally. I really liked what PJ had to say though about like what she was into. It felt very like witchy and whimsy and like pretty... As someone who, like, knows PJ, it seemed, like, pretty fitting for her. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, funny to hear her say out loud these things that I'm like, of course, that's what runs through PJ's mind when she's masturbating.
I thought it was, like, just doing a totally, like, typical normal thing until I was talking to somebody about this recently. But, like, one of the most arousing, like, images I saw lately was this, like, YouTube video of this, like, really, really thick fog like falling into this harbor like over some mountains, and seriously just like watching this, like my hand just like magnetizes to my mouth. Like, oh my god, it was so hot. Like wanting to become like really relaxed and aroused, like I get a lot of like really like expansive nature scenes like in my mind, like really like big skies over mountains, or like oftentimes like just like, you know, scenic nature vibes with like charismatic megafauna.
It's fascinating to hear everybody's reasons for how they masturbate and what they do, and I'm really actually envious of the grinders in the group because I would love to know what that feels like. But unfortunately, my anatomy doesn't really allow for that. Also, masturbating in front of partners is really hot. That's something that has developed into my life. I really get off watching someone pleasure themselves. And I generally have my cell phone in front of myself watching porn while I get off. So that's, I guess, like watching someone else in front of you.
So one of my main contentions about cohabitating with a partner
and sharing a bedroom is that I feel like I can't masturbate whenever I want in my bed. But a new partner I have, we do this thing where, yeah, I'll masturbate like any time of day for a million different reasons. And if there's a time when we're hanging out at home and I'm like, okay, I think I need to like go into the bedroom for a bit, they'll blast music, like specifically like girl talk club music and dance. That's like their thing to do to like get pumped up or relieve stress. And I'll be in the other room masturbating. And it's so beautiful. It is like the most beautiful relationship experience.
I lived with someone for about 12 years. And that was a thing that we eventually sort of sorted out because I had what I talked about earlier, how I like to have an orgasm before bed. But then I had this person that I shared a bed with. And that was a thing we had to sort of negotiate. That I didn't necessarily want to have sex with another person every night, but I still wanted to have an orgasm before bed. And what we sorted out was, usually our bedtime ritual was that they would read from a book, like they would basically read me bedtime stories. And I would masturbate during that and we would hold hands, which is just so precious. So yeah, we would hold hands and I would have this little quiet vibrator under the sheets and they would be reading. And that would just be sort of the routine that we worked out. But that's something that I hear from a lot of people and that I've helped clients work through. A lot of people have, you know, I was asked actually when I was at a university not that long ago, somebody asked if I thought masturbating was cheating. And a lot of people, I get this a lot, that people feel like if they don't understand that masturbating can serve a different purpose than sex with a partner. So whether it's self-care for yourself or if you're just doing it for relaxation, but that it is something totally separate than the desire to be with another person, and that it doesn't mean that you don't, you know, love or find sexy, you know, the person or persons that you are sexing at any given time in your life, and that it's just sort of can be totally for different reasons. And I think that's super important.
I've been with my partner for almost 11 years, and I think that is actually one of the reasons why I don't masturbate that often, because we both work from home. And it's really difficult to have that time for yourself and to make that time for yourself. I kind of feel like, and it doesn't happen all the time, but I do get the sense that if I were to masturbate, maybe he would see that as an invitation for us to have sex. And like what you said is so true. Like just because I want to masturbate doesn't mean that I want to have sex with someone. So my goal has been to try to make time and masturbate more for myself. And we've had conversations where I've told him that like, yeah, I want to masturbate and I don't really want to feel like the sense of pressure or even that like you're in the next room thinking about me masturbating. Like I want to be able to say like, I'm closing the door, because I mean, he does it all the time. So it's just about like making that time for myself and I guess like making it a priority, because for like, yeah, I generally don't masturbate that often. I wish I did, because I enjoy it. And when I do masturbate, I feel a total difference about the way I feel in my body and about the way that I show up to sex, like with my partners. So, I want to try to masturbate more.
I just wanted to make a note about porn, because Epifer brought it up. And I think it's sort of, you know, I don't know what people's image of like women or femmes masturbating is, but I think like when we do see it in the media or like in movies or shows that are like sex positive and portray it, it's often in a sort of like flowery, like very beautiful sense, and like rarely with toys, and definitely not like with porn. That's what I hear more about, like jokes, and not like it doesn't fit with this sort of idea of femininity and like this sort of beauty about it, that like the sort of like soft music's playing and I'm just like sliding my hand down my body, which can be super great, but like the vast majority of my masturbating is like watching some really dirty porn and like jacking off with a vibrator, and that's like the experience, and that's like awesome and connective in myself in a sort of rebellious way of connecting with myself, because it kind of rebels against this sort of perfect image of like how would this masturbation look if it was in a movie, versus like how does it actually look for me to want to like jack off and come all over. Like it's a really different experience.
I really liked hearing for a lot of friends of mine, they mention masturbation being a time where they like celebrate themselves and celebrate their pleasure and their ability to pleasure themselves. And just hearing about like affirmations and getting like your favorite toy that makes you feel like royalty just reminds me of one of my favorite references or nods to masturbation in showbiz. The character Lana in Broad City, and she masturbates, like there's a masturbation scene and she like has a mirror above herself so she can honor herself. She puts on her favorite shade of lipstick. She has a picture of her best friend next to her to really get herself going. And then she puts on her favorite kind of porn, which is like twink boys masturbating. Like it's like she surrounds herself by things that make her feel honored and things that make her feel comfortable and things that make her feel loved. And I really like that aspect. Like, I mean, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be like quick and dirty and still be a pleasant, honorable thing. But I like hearing the stories of where, you know, people do the things that make them feel like they've created a nest of comfort and like kind of make an altar around themselves before they like pleasure themselves. And it's really sweet.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about Broad City when you were talking about the way that masturbation is depicted, because that's one of the few ways I've seen it being where it felt realistic. Like they're using toys and doing the whole thing where it felt like it was very much for her and not for the camera, which felt authentic, because a lot of the masturbation you do see in Hollywood is like, let's light this in candlelight and it will be beautiful. And like, I think there is a thing, like I definitely have lit some candles and like laid rose petals for myself and romanticized myself, like I have, but you know, that's not every experience. On the most common everyday experience, it's like, all right, I got about 10 minutes before I gotta be somewhere, feel a little antsy, a little anxious, let's whip out the We Vibe touch and go to town.
Calico and I were talking about this later after the podcast when we were discussing it, and like sometimes you just like, you just need to do one of those masturbation sessions where you're like hunched over and like sweaty and you're making like ugly faces and weird noises.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, why am I not seeing that?
Exactly.
I want to see someone have like a really weird masturbation session where they're just getting really into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they show you that with male characters, true, you know, just like them doing this like just fucking jerking it, depressed lately, and I'm just going to fucking jerk it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna like, and that's totally acceptable. And everybody sees like, oh, and that's just part of being a man or whatever. Like I remember watching American Beauty, I think it was, where Kevin Spacey was masturbating in the shower and he's just like, his life is shit. And I remember really relating to that moment and being like, I wonder what the year is when a woman, like a character who's a woman is going to be having this masturbation moment.
Lana does masturbate quite a bit.
Yeah. Which then got us into having a conversation about maybe we should all watch porn together in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And Epiphora had brought some different porns.
Bless Epiphora.
Yes. Always. She has such good porn options pulled up. But we ended up going with one that I think was called Daddy's Little that made me super anxious about what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, a title like Daddy's Little, I don't know what to think. But it was actually a really hot scene that we all sat around a tiny laptop, 12 people,
yep,
and all tried to watch it together while masturbating or smooching on each other.
Or just making commentary.
That was what most of it was.
Yeah.
Actually feeling shy
because
everyone's here. I'm like, is it okay to
touch
myself?
I know.
Like, so right now we're watching this porn. Just gonna narrate it just a little bit without ruining it. Just gonna try to make it sneaky over here. So Tori is on all fours on a table, wearing a collar, getting smacked around, being spit on and in. And the other two people in the scene are wearing latex and rubbing her down and scratching her. This is called Daddy's Little. Is that accurate? Daddy's Little. watch along at home.
You're making daddy proud.
You can put my whole fucking hand in your mouth, can't you? I can fit my whole hand in my mouth. I bet I can fit it in yours.
Mm-hmm. You've got nice small hands.
I just left you out. The giant fucking cock coming for you.
Update, it is a mirrored table.
You have to learn to hold the tongue out. Otherwise, how are you going to feel all that cock down?
That's a big, thick cock, everyone.
Mickey Mod, everyone.
Mickey Mod, everyone.
Wowzers.
I know something about you, Tori. I know how much you like to get thrown on your back and face fucked. I think you should get in this fucking chair and hang your head over the edge so that Mickey can face fuck you. I'll help you. Put your head there and your legs up here. Go nice and slow. Don't trip. There you go.
What I love at the same time is the feeling like you're kind of drowning on your own saliva, and you feel like it's down in your nose, and you're just like, it's out.
The position Valentine is referring to is being upside down on a piece of furniture while having a cock in one's mouth.
The great thing about the position is you can't actually ground here.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
That's how waterboarding works.
You can't actually ground like that.
When it gets my nose,
then it starts to like get uncomfortable. But it's
like, we've got a wand style vibrator now on the clit. It's, you can hear it. We realize there's still 35 minutes left of this porn. We should probably not wait until the end. So we got people kind of breaking off now into their own masturbation situations. We've got Valentine kind of face down, squish all fours. Intern Courtney is explaining the new, was this called the Womanizer lipstick, yeah, which is about 4 times the size of a regular lipstick. It's enormous. And this is what it sounds like. It's not a quiet toy, although it gets much quieter when it is suctioned to the body. We've got PJ over here masturbating with a nitrile glove. Very sexy while watching this porn, which is currently a close-up of a vulva. And then Calico brought a $400 gold-plated Tiani, which is a fancy, expensive vibrator that is all flash and not necessarily a function. Because really, the part that is just holds the batteries into the case is the part that's covered in gold. So if you think that you're getting gold up in your body, you're not. Unless you try to fit this inside of you. Not recommended. We've got Piff over here, naked, using... What is that toy?
This is the Lalo Mona 2.
The Lalo Mona 2, which we all know is your toy. You made that toy famous. Dump him by a Mona. Dump him by a Mona is her phrase. And I took that to heart once. I did that. I did exactly that. Calico, do you have something to say?
The Womanizer is a like suction toy, so instead of vibrating, it does really gentle like airflow control. Yeah, so
that feels so cute.
It is, yeah. A lot of people would liken it to like someone very directly and kind of gently sucking on your clit.
Talk about how he is not taking off his pants. I fucking love that in porn. If people do not remove their clothing, because it's so unusual, it doesn't happen very often. His dick is just through some hole in his pants.
I agree. There's something really hot about it.
It's just you don't see it very often, and so when you do, you're like, yes, good.
And while that is happening, PJ's pulling out her princess butt plug, which is that stainless steel? It's stainless steel, kind of corkscrew looking, but more comfortable. Like a tapered design stainless steel with a beautiful jewel on the end. Is that a clear jewel or is that a purple jewel?
It's
clear. It's clear jewel. So she's going to insert that and feel like a pretty, pretty princess. And it will be beautiful.
Calico speaking.
I'm sitting here with a microphone just looking at a line of beauty happening in front of me. From my left to my right, I have Epiphora masturbating with the rechargeable magic wand. Her eyes are closed. Her arm is laid across her chest. She looks very calm, except for now she's laughing because she knows I'm talking about her. And it's kind of weird to have your like gentle, calm masturbation narrated into a microphone. That loud noise you just heard was Amory Jane masturbating with the Womanizer Go. Is that what it's called?
To Go.
The Womanizer To Go, the giant lipstick. Really inconspicuous when you carry a giant lipstick that looks like a mouth in your purse.
I'm actually aiming it below my clit because when it's on my clit, I feel like I'm going to come while you're introducing everyone.
You should.
I'm trying to pace myself.
Great. For those who don't know, the Womanizer To Go, we talked about it a little earlier, is designed to cup around your clit, so I'm very impressed that Amory Jane is holding it below her clit and it's still doing something for her. Our clits are different. Yeah. Evian is in front of me, just gently masturbating with a little black wand. Is that a mystic wand, rechargeable? I'm so good at sex toys, everybody. Her face is really beautiful. She's like directly in front of me. She just said, "Oh my God, thank you. You're welcome." She looks really peaceful and really beautiful and occasionally makes some good, like real cringy faces.
This is the first time I've used a vibrator in 6 years.
And then slightly down the line, I have intern Courtney using the Jimmy Jane Form 2. It's really convenient that I just know what all of these toys are called. The Jimmy Jane Form 2 is a little bunny-shaped vibrator. It's a clit vibe that has two ears, one with each one with a motor in it. And intern Courtney is rubbing it over her underwear, just like Amory Jane is. So both of them using vibes over their underwear. Stella's offering support. Per usual. Den Mama Stella offering some masturbatory support. Oh. And over here, CJ's just low-key chilling, maybe with some hands down the pants.
Yeah, well,
who knows? With a womanizer down the pants. Game changer. Yeah. Game changer. What you can't see down someone's pants is always a mystery. But that's the womanizer, everyone. That's the telltale sign that someone doesn't have it firmly pressed against their body. It sounds like a tiny little jet plane saying, "Put me back." Yeah.
CJ, you don't usually masturbate. How is this for you?
It's nice. I think it's one of those things, like, I feel like pleasure for me is connected to being with other people. So being around everyone else, like, it's like, this is okay for me to do now, which is, you know, obviously shit I have to work through. But it's like, I figure this is a start, like, yeah, to, like, weaning myself, like, onto.
These parties for you more often.
For me.
CJ, I'm wondering if it feels sexual or if it just feels nice.
It definitely feels sexual.
That's actually something to bring up, is like a lot of times masturbation is quiet. Like I muffle myself into the mattress and I just come like sweetly.
You know, like when you're like in our sort of text message scenario, when you're typing like ha 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 and actually you're just like making a stone face and like, or like sending like a bunch of smiley or heart emojis, but you're just walking down the street like making a meh face. I feel that way sometimes during like sex with partners versus masturbation. Like I'm still having the same like internal reaction of like, wow, this feels intense and good and like whatever. But that just like similar feelings that I might be having with a partner, I'd be expressing really verbally or like vocally. And when I'm by myself, I'm just like making my like, I'm texting right now and I'm not having like an external experience. Like, I don't know. Does anyone else have that experience? I'm just like, meh, like on my face.
I only like in the last couple of years have sort of realized that I could make noise when I come by myself. Like, cause I can, and it's not a big deal. And I don't know if it enhances actually the experience, but it is something that I decided like, hey, you should maybe try that instead of thinking you have to keep it inside all the time. But generally speaking, when I'm masturbating, I'm not making any noise at all. And I probably don't look very impressed with it either, to be honest. Yeah. If you actually took a picture of me, I would not be like, yeah. So, because I don't have to be. And that's the best thing about it. You know, it's not important.
I'm very loud. And I also dirty talk myself, which I don't even dirty talk with other people. I just do it by myself.
And you do it verbally? Like, not
yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very expressive.
Do you think you might do some of that right now?
No, I don't think. I mean, I was just thinking about how I'm holding in my sounds right now because we're a quiet room.
Well, you shouldn't
hold
on. That is so sad.
Thank you, Kelly.
I know, you kissed me.
You're welcome, Valentine.
Valentine just came, everyone.
Emery Jane, would you like to have an orgasm? I feel like a talk show host right now.
I mean, I'm very close, and all it would require is me moving it about a centimeter higher. I'm just trying to sustain myself for professionalism.
I feel like that's most people's definition of professionalism. Beautiful orgasm. Her and Evian were holding hands and just this beautiful huddle of deep caramel skin against alabaster porcelain skin. So pretty. So beautiful. Sweet, sweet orgasms next to each other. It was delicious.
I almost screamed out, "Witness me!" I thought that was too much.
So masturbating in a room full of people,
mm-hmm.
That was quite the experience.
Very different than masturbating on your own.
It is. And I've masturbated by myself. I've masturbated with a partner watching. I've masturbated with a group of people watching.
Same and same and same.
And all of those do feel different in a way, although not as different as I would think. I'm able to really personally like zone in on myself, even in a room full of people. Like I once had an orgasm on a stage in front of like 40 people. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I would be too nervous to do it, but I did it in like 2.5 minutes. And I think it's just, I'm good at zoning in. And so maybe for me, it makes it easier. But what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree to an extent, because I have also, like, I've masturbated on my own and with a partner and at a play party and in front of a camera. That one specifically, I was pretty sure was, like, going to be super hard for me. But like you were saying, I was able to, like, focus in on it and, like, make it happen pretty quick. But I think it was very different being in a room full of people who are all just masturbating, like, in past situations. I've, like, masturbated at a play party where other things are happening around me. But I don't know. It was something about, and maybe it could have just been where I was at that night, but something about all of us just focusing in on ourselves. For some reason, it made it, like, harder for me to masturbate. Like, I didn't feel like I was doing what I normally do when I masturbate. I like kind of felt like I had to be on or something like that. Mm. But I think that that's something that I need to like work through. Maybe it's just some like deep-seated masturbation shame still like coming at me, even like years into sex education and whatnot. It's interesting.
Well, it could be shame, and it could also be that, you know, you have a reputation of being a prolific squirter.
That's true.
And sometimes, you know, if your body's not there, you're like, am I going to live up to this title that they've bestowed upon me?
Yeah.
And so it could be an expectations thing.
I definitely think that's true, especially not everybody in this group this time around were people that have like been around for that before, but a lot of them were. And there's definitely like comments that happen sometimes for people who have like seen you do these things before. They're like, you're going to do this thing again? Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do this thing again. I don't know if I can, but now I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could definitely be that. I think it could be a lot of things. I still had a great time and I thought it was all really cute and like.
It was really cute. And it was so really sweet. It was really, I don't know, empowering because.
Yeah.
It just felt like. This is not normal, as in, like, not many people get together with a group of 11 of their friends, or not even all friends, but 11 of people who know each other and are all open-minded and just, like, talk about masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know if we were gonna masturbate in front of each other, because just getting together and talking about masturbation is a lot of vulnerability to share with people. It almost was more vulnerable than some play parties I've been to, because you, on those, you speak, you know, through your body and your attractions, and you just tell people what you want. But this was more about like sharing about yourself and your shame. And I don't know, it felt intimate in a different kind of way.
For a lot of people, there isn't the space to just like get together with a group of like some of us, like complete strangers.
Yeah.
And just talk openly about masturbation. Like, it's cool that we can do that. And it sucks that that doesn't exist for more people.
It does suck. And I hope more people, perhaps after this episode, will go and just talk about masturbation with the people in their lives.
Yeah.
Because the shame starts coming down when we normalize it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in smaller everyday ways. And one of those ways that you can help people work through their shame is just by being open with your own masturbation, too. Mm-hmm. But checking in first. Not like, hey, everyone.
It's like, hey, welcome to my party. Let me tell you about my masturbation session I just finished up. You want to hear more about it?
But I mean, as long as you say, do you want to hear more about it, then.
That's true.
That's fine.
Yeah, I guess if you're asking for that consent.
Well, thank you, Courtney.
Thanks, Anne-Marie-Jane.
Yes, thanks for being here today. And thank you, audience, for listening to us talk about masturbation.
Thank you.
Feel free to leave your masturbation comments in the comment section of the podcast, but no dick pics.
Please, no dick pics. I don't want those. Leave them alone. I don't want dick pics. I'm going to get emotional. I don't want dick pics.
I don't think anyone's going to give us dick pics, intern Courtney.
Nobody's going to give us dick pics.
No, and I think we should have just us talking about dick pics and saying dick pics over and over again, playing as the end of the episode while the music goes bong, 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 bong.
Oh, God. I haven't had a dick pic in forever.
Thanks to everybody who's in the masturbation circle and the masturbation party, and for intern Courtney to having those great conversations with me about masturbation. Also, big thanks to Sex on the Brain sponsors, Shebop, Good Clean Love, and Uberlube. Be sure to check out our sponsors at their websites, and also follow that promo code Amory on the Good Clean Love website for a 30% discount. Check out AmoryJane.com for more information about today's episode and for links to Amory Jane and Shebop's upcoming events. Until next time, this was Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane. Thank you.